T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 719 here at WCCO Radio 830, your good neighbor station. Gerilyn Steele is off tonight, but I am here. I'm Shaletta Brundage, co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast. You can listen to it online at WCCORadio.com. A very busy day here in the state of Minnesota. We thought we were going to have a long special session. No agreement will be reached, but at the ninth hour, It looks like a Minnesota legislature has decided that they are going to come together and reach an agreement on this budget deal. And Susie Jones in the newsroom has all the information for us. Susie, what's the latest?
Well, Shaletta, first of all, I have to say that I am just leaving the Minnesota State Capitol, where we were just in the governor's office in his reception room. It was packed. People were waiting to find out just what this budget deal was that they all reached here. As you said, tomorrow is the last day of session, so they were right up against it to get it done. But they did reach a budget deal. Now, some of the real small details we don't have quite yet, but this was really a chance for us to find out, A, how it went, you know, what the process was like, and then some of those big items, Shaletta, that everybody has been wondering about. For example, the gas tax.
I was just going to say, everyone online, Susie, has been posting comments. You've been putting out stories and pictures, and everybody's talking about the gas tax.
There is no gas tax in this budget. Zero gas tax. The governor relinquished. Democratic leaders in the House, everybody backed up and said, we won't have that in order for us to get a deal done, because that was how important it was for them to reach a compromise, to take that off the table. Governor Walz tonight talked about the fact that, do you remember Minlar's, the system that we had for our licenses and our cars that was all messed up? Well, they worked really hard together, a bipartisan effort to fix the Minlar's problem. And they did it, and they stood together a couple months ago and congratulated one another on how well they worked together to fix Minlar's. And Governor Walz tonight said it was that kind of relationship building, that kind of trust that they've developed, that while it was difficult, it wasn't easy the last 3 or 4 days where they were working until 1 a.m. and giving and taking, but they got it done. And so for him, it was the same way he saw Minlar's, he sees how we're going to fund roads and bridges. So maybe it's not the gas tax or some form of, but they're going to work together to find a solution that everyone can work, can be happy with. The other one that was big that everyone wants to know about is the medical provider tax, the health care provider tax. So that is a tax that went into effect that was supposed to end this year, and it was a 2% tax on medical providers. And that helped to fund health insurance for poor people, essentially. And Senator Gazelka, who is the Senate Majority Leader, was very much against that, because in 2011, when there was another budget shutdown, you know, impasse, that was an issue he gave in on a long time ago, and he was really committed to having that go away, because that's what he had bargained for, you know, 8 years ago. Anyway, that is going to be allowed to sunset, that 2%. However, they are going to put in a 1.8% tax on medical providers to keep the fund going, and they're going to create a blue ribbon committee to look basically at ways they can save money in healthcare, because everybody agrees the price of healthcare has to go down.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a lot of congratulations, though. I'm telling you, Shaletta, you would have been proud of them. They were complimenting one another.
Yeah, it seemed like a big kumbaya moment. I mean, just this week, they were at each other's throats. Last week,
right.
There were cuss words being thrown. What was the situation that turned it all around where they could come together?
You know, I think Governor Walz is his first year as governor. You know, he was pretty, and I said this to another reporter, he claims that they are done on time. So he says that this budget agreement puts them across the finish line, and he claims that they are going to have a special session. They will, on Thursday.
That's what I was going to ask you about, because originally when I was writing the story, when I found out they had reached an agreement, I was like, okay, no special session. I put it out there, and then I started getting comments from our listeners and viewers and people online saying, no, there will be a special session. So help me understand that if they reached an agreement, why do we then still have to have a special session?
Because what they reached an agreement on is something called a budget target, a number. And so now all the bills, there are so many bills. There are 10, 9 or 10 different spending bills. And all of those have paperwork associated with them. And they all have to go back to the conference committee with this new number that they have, a solid number, the budget target. And they have to work on, they're called revisers. And they revise the bills to match the number. And then those conference committee revisers take their finished work back to, I think I'm getting this right, because I was listening to Speaker Hortman, because the Speaker of the House, Melissa Hortman, was saying that once they get that back, then it has a few steps before it's just voted on the floor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And tonight, and interestingly, Kurt Dowd, who is Republican in the House, which again, remember, the Republicans do not control the House. The Democrats do. And he was and he used to be the Speaker of the House. So Kurt Dowd is the minority leader in the House, being in, you know, with the Republicans. And he just had a press conference a minute ago, and he was saying how disappointed he is. That, yes, there's no gas tax, but he is upset because he said that healthcare is going to cost more money because of this 1.8% tax. He's also, Shaletta, let me say, he's very upset that he was not included in the negotiation. He felt, I think, slighted because here he is, he says, the House Minority Leader, and he's at this press conference because no one has told him what's in the budget deal.
Yeah.
So a lot of lawmakers were there going, what's up? But Kurt Dowd, even though they are in the minority in the House, there's something called suspension of rules. And I know I'm getting in the weeds. But if they wanted to hurry up and somehow, like tonight, they're actually working tonight. Those conference committees they're getting started right now. They're going to work all night because they're going to try to get this stuff done tomorrow. But when Kurt Dowd and the House gets together, he would have to suspend the rules in order for them to get it done in one day. Because the rules say you have to give it 3 days before it gets on a floor vote. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there's no way it can get done tomorrow.
So not everybody is happy is what you're saying. So we had a kumbaya moment with the leaders, but there's still some undercurrents of unhappy legislators.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It was particularly Republicans in the House because they don't have control, you know, because they lost control of the House in 2018. And so it used to be Kurt Dowd was in charge of the House. You see?
So
now he's not. So I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that maybe...
Yeah, he feels a little slighted. I know I would.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what's that magic number? You know, they're putting a number out there. Is there did they reach a number?
Is it $48 billion? Is that
yes? That's what I keep seeing. $48 billion budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's a compromise. And like the leader of the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans, that's Paul Gazelka, the Senate Majority Leader. He kept saying it was a win, lose, and draw situation. On some things they won, on some things they lost, and on some things he considered to be a draw. where it was kind of a neutral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it was very interesting. They got asked a question about transparency, you know, because it's been so secretive, and they've talked about this cone of silence, and, you know, what do we think of, once again, three people deciding the whole budget, the governor, mm-hmm. the House leader, and the Senate leader, and they don't tell anybody anything. And everybody's sitting in the hallway for 4 days on that cold floor, eating granola bars, waiting to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, they were really trying to find Gazelka, the reporters. I was at our work, and I had to go back over there. But the point is, some of the reporters try to get to where Gazelka was, and one of the guards at the state capitol, you know, escorted him out of there.
Oh, really?
It was a little tense. So, you know, I think it's messy. There's mm-hmm. no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of people with a lot of interest
yeah.
in different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I walked over there tonight, and I was walking by two people, and I'm like, are you going to the budget thing? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, why are you interested? And they're like, we are lobbyists. I said, well, what are you lobbying for? You know me, I'm nosy. And she said, art space. It's an art organization, a mm-hmm. nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, what are you worried about? Well, they want to have a bonding bill so they can get some money for their art stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that bonding bill is not a part of this deal. They have to work on that at a different time. So, you know what I mean? Some of this stuff's going to come out in the wash a little bit
about who got what. So how long do they think this special session is actually going to take? Is it going to be a few days, a few weeks?
No. It'll be like 5 days.
Okay.
5 days. But they got the biggest thing they got was the number, because they couldn't really, because those three people, Walz, Hortman, and Gazelka, those three, that they're on board, they're going to get it done. It might take 5 days because in the House, Representative Dowd won't let him. He'll say every bill has to have 3 days, and that could make it five
difficult.
Or
yeah.
You know what I mean? He could just be put a little wrinkle in it just because he can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, he can say, "Well, no, we're doing the rules, and every bill has to have 3 days before we vote on it."
Mm-hmm.
And then it could get kind of. But you never know. We'll see tomorrow morning. I mean,
how surprised are you that they reached an agreement? Because when the governor said they were going to, I was like, he is living in la-la land. I mean, the way we've been trading back and forth with this is not going to happen, that's not going to happen, they're going to have to give, we're not giving. And now all of a sudden, you know, they're patting each other on the back and everybody's smiling.
Well, because he gave up the biggest goat. I mean, he gave up the biggest. That was his big thing, remember? On the campaign trail, all he talked about was that 20-cent gas tax. You know, that he was going to have a gas tax.
Yeah.
He gave that up.
Now, is he going to lose support, do you believe, with his constituents and the people who voted him in on that? Because that was a really big part of his campaign, Susie.
I know. I think he's going to go back to the drawing board, and the same way that they were able to come up with an alternative to the fixing the Minlars, they'll try to find another unique and creative way to figure out revenue for roads. Because we all know we need to fix these roads and bridges in Minnesota.
Girl,
but,
yes.
You know, it is a big deal across the country, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'll be hurt by it. I wasn't too surprised because, as I said, Walz, he wanted to do this. He wanted to get this done on time. And he, like I told you a minute ago, he claims that this is on time and that the special session is overtime. He likened it to a football game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's a football coach.
Right.
You know, it's all semantics.
It's all the optics. It's about how it looks.
And you know what? The state's going to keep running. Everybody's going to be happy. I mean, I hope everybody gets what they want. Some people aren't. There is going to be a middle-class tax cut. I hope that's good for you and me.
Okay. Girl, did you see me perk up? I'm sorry. You can't see me, but I just, like, whipped my head around. Uh-huh. Okay,
yep,
that's good news.
So, Yeah,
so you are coming back to the station now. You're in the car.
I'm driving in the parking lot right now.
Okay.
I'm going to come over. I'm going to put some sound together, and I'll come in and do the 8 o'clock news, and you can hear what some of these folks had to say.
All right, girl. I'll see you in just a minute, and thank you so much for taking the time to keep us updated, and we'll talk to you in about 30 minutes.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. It is 7:34. Weather is up next, and I tell you, it feels more like February than May. Stick around. More on Steel Talk. It's 7:39. You're listening to Steel Talking with Geralyn Steele. She is out tonight, but I have the honor of being your host. I'm Shaletta Brundage, co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast right here on WCCO Radio Online. My co-host Lindy Vincent will be in at 8 o'clock, and she's got a big event. She is revealing something. You guys don't want to miss it. I've never seen or heard anything like it. It's going to be a lot of fun. She's going to learn more about herself live online than she's ever known. So if you want the scoop, you've got to stick around for that. But I don't know if you guys have seen this story. It is amazing. It just happened this weekend. 396 young men graduating from Morehouse College, full of hope and aspirations and also full of financial debt. Their commencement speaker, Robert F. Smith, a billionaire investor, he founded Visa Equity Partners and then became the richest black man in America. During the commencement celebration of these 396 young men at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, this weekend, Mr. Smith announced that he would pay off the college debt of every student graduating in the 2019 class. Is that amazing? Almost 400 men will have their student debt erased. He's going to pay off all of their student loan debt. And I thought about, wow, I've never heard anything like that. That is so generous and so kind. And it got me to thinking, how many of you have experienced the kindness of strangers? I've had people to be kind to me, to, you know, pay off coffee debts, or, you know, pull up in line at Chick-fil-A or McDonald's, and they say, oh, the person in front of you paid that off for you. And you think, oh, okay, that was very nice of them. Thank you so much. But college debt for 400 people, it's just absolutely amazing. And so I thought about something that happened to me earlier this week. I was here at the WCCO studios, and I needed copies of Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. Long story short, a major production company in Los Angeles wanted to do a Skype interview with me about my love for Michelle Obama. You guys remember I had the big banner up on my house, and she tweeted out to me. And so there was a lot of news coverage about that. And so it got to, you know, a daytime talk show, and they said, we want to do a Skype interview with you. Come on our show, and we're going to interview you. So I thought, oh, this is great. But then I looked around, and I didn't have any props. I'm at work. My co-host Lindy Vincent bought up, you know, one of her Michelle Obama books. But I thought I needed more books to put behind me, you know, just to make it kind of look good for TV. And so I start calling around at 7-8 o'clock in the morning to find bookstores that would let me borrow copies of their book. Well, it got later in the morning, and I'm producing for Chad Hartman, and I didn't have a way to actually leave the studio to come and pick up the book before I had this Skype interview with this daytime talk show in Los Angeles. And so I got a call from Angela with Moon Palace Books here in Minneapolis. And she said, you know what? I've got copies of Michelle Obama's book. I'm going to bring them to you. One of my employees is going to be downstairs at the studio, so let him up, and he's going to be happy to drop them off and just bring them back to me when you're done. And I was just blown away. Angela didn't know me from a can of paint, but not only did she let me borrow her books, but she sent her employee to my job to allow me to use them for this crazy last minute idea I had with this production. Angela, thank you so much for being a part of Steel Talking tonight.
Oh, happy to.
Oh, my God. That was just so generous of you. So when I called, you didn't think I was the crazy lady?
No, I thought you were having that kind of day where if somebody could just give you a break, the whole world would be a lot smoother.
Oh, my God, girl. I thought I was going to lose it. I'm like, oh, my God, this would be so awesome. You know how you have those last-minute creative ideas? I'm like, oh, yeah. My God, this is going to be so awesome. I'm going to – wait. By the time a bookstore opens, it's going to be time for me to go on the air. And you just – I mean, it wasn't even a big deal to you.
No, I was happy to do it. You know, I had the books. You were in a pinch.
Oh, girl, you bless my soul. Now, tell everybody about Moon Palace Books. Where are you guys located? What kind of books do you have? You have any authors coming up that folks might be interested in coming by to check out?
Yeah, definitely. We're a bookstore in South Minneapolis. We're on Minnehaha at Lake Street. And we've been open about 6 years, and we're in our current location for about a year and a half. And we open early, so 8 a.m., that's why I got your call.
I know. I was like, she answered the phone. Everybody else was like, leave a message. And then when I finally got a call back, they were like, we don't know you. We're not going to let you borrow our inventory. You are the crazy lady.
It was no problem at all. We do author events. We've got a cafe in our bookstore, Geek Love Cafe, and we also, you know, we do live music. So
wait, a bookstore that does live music? Girl, stop. Wait, how did you get that idea?
You know, my husband loves music. I do, and I love an adventure. So I said, let's do it. When we moved into our new space, I knew I wanted to have really great pizza and serve beer and wine because that's what makes a book club really fun.
You know it does. Yeah, there's no book club without pizza and wine. I'm sorry, girlfriend. No. Mm-mm.
And this summer, we're also hosting the Midtown Farmers Market. So we're probably one of the only bookstores where you can go and get your fresh vegetables right outside.
Oh, wow. Now, how did you get hooked up with that?
When we first opened 6 years ago, we set up a tent at the Midtown Farmers Market, and we would bike our books over, which were heavy. And right now, their location is under construction for 2 years, so now that we have the opportunity, we kind of want to pay that back and host them. It's turned out to be a lot of fun. Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. to 1, and starting in June, Tuesday evenings, so...
That sounds like an awesome idea. Now, how long have you and your husband owned the bookstore?
We opened 6 years ago, and we both started it, and so we're pretty busy, work all the time. But
now, how did you step out on faith to do that? Were you guys both working and then decided we want to own a bookstore? I mean, how do you go to your husband and say, let's just quit our jobs and get a bookstore? You got kids, girl. You got to feed your babies.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not going to kid you. It's hard, but it's so worth it. I'm living the dream.
Really?
Yeah.
So if there's somebody else out there who's listening to you and they have an idea that they want to start a business or open a bookstore or, you know, do something that sounds crazy to everybody else around them, you know, what advice would you give them? What was the hardest part of going after your dream?
I learn new things every day. And I make mistakes all the time. So I try and tell people, you know, you're going to make mistakes and you just got to keep trying.
And tell us about the kids. Do you have something special for children there? Because I love bringing my babies to bookstores. They love exploring and looking around and picking up new books and trying to read them and eat them. Do you have a special kids section there?
We do. We do have a children's section, and we have story time on Monday mornings at 10:30. And so we do a certain amount of kids' events. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We're a kid-friendly store. I've got a 7-year-old, so she's here helping out all the time.
Oh, sweet, sweet. Now, you said you got some local authors coming in. Now, the bands that you have playing music, are they local? Do you bring folks in from out of town? Because I'm sure we've got Center Stage here coming up at 9 o'clock, and we've got some local artists who've got some new music out. I want to be able to send them your way if you all are available.
Yeah, we do. We have a lot of local music, and we have people coming in from out of town. We do live music about 3 nights a week. our music website is music@moonpalace.com, and for the books, we just send people to moonpalacebooks.com for our book events.
Mm-hmm.
We do trivia. Mm-hmm. The Purpich Arts High School
Yes. Is
having their literary arts reading here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We're a real community space. So.
It does sound like it. And why did you feel like that was important? Because a lot of times you get, I don't know about you, but I'm so glad bookstores have changed, because back when I was in junior high school and high school, we used to go to the bookstores, and if you didn't buy something within a certain amount of time, they wanted you out of there. I mean, it was like you were taking up space, and you have just opened your place up, Moon Palace Books in Minneapolis, to the entire community. You've got, fundraisers. You've got the high school coming in, holding events. The farmers market is there. You've got bands coming. When you and your husband sat down to talk about this idea of owning a bookstore, was this part of the initial plan, or did it kind of just grow to this?
It definitely grew to this. We started small, because that's what we could afford, and we just kept doing it. I love a little bit of chaos. And having a bookstore, I've got the loudest bookstore, I think, in the Twin Cities, and I love that. It's not a library. We don't need to be quiet. I want people talking about books. I want people arguing about books.
Yeah. And it was just, I can tell just from you and your generous spirit and your staff, the guy who came over and, brought the books to me. I mean, you guys just seem like you are there to help out the community. Is that just a theme for you and your entire staff?
Yeah, I think so. A lot of us live here in the neighborhood, and, it's a lot of fun seeing the neighborhood kind of welcome us and show up and be here. It's just, it's a really cool experience to see kids come and
mm-hmm.
know that this is their bookstore.
Mm-hmm. And that's their place. Oh, my goodness. Angela, you have just been such a blessing, not just to me, but apparently to the entire community over there where you are. Now, we're talking to Angela with Moon Palace Books. Tell everybody where you're located and give them their website.
Sure. We're at Lake Street in Minnehaha, so 3032 Minnehaha Avenue in South Minneapolis, and our website is moonpalacebooks.com.
Thank you so much for being part of Still Talking. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. And you guys stick around. We've got more to come. You can count on WCCO Radio to give you all the information you need about this budget deal. Susie Jones is coming into the studio in just about 10 minutes to give us all the latest. She's got sound from legislators. Some of them are happy. Some of them are not. So don't let all the smiles you see fool you. We will have additional information on that. My two Hot Mamas co-host, Lindy Vincent, is here in the studio, and she is waiting to come on. It's going to be so much fun. She and I will be talking about genealogy and ancestry, and she is going to reveal live on the air her background and where her family is from in Africa. This is going to be so much fun. I can't wait for that. And Charlotte Larson, our social media director from the Two Hot Mamas podcast, is here. So she's updating you with pictures and information and stories. We just talked about Henry Lake's alma mater, Morehouse College, and the man, the billionaire who was their keynote commencement speaker, decided to pay off the college tuition of all 396 graduates in the 2019 class. So we're putting something up on Facebook right now. The kindness of strangers. I experienced it this week. Has it happened to you? Give us an example of how a stranger's kindness has helped and blessed your life. Go to WCCO Facebook and Twitter pages. We want to hear from you, and we'll be talking about the best ones right here tonight on Still Talking. I'll be hosting tonight until 11 o'clock. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the co-host of the Two Hot Mamas podcast. It's 7:56. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.